वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् नमः ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू हु हैव कम टू श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ टेम्पल टुडे फॉर आवर वीकली संडे फेस्ट प्रोग्राम। इट्स अ रेनी डे एंड स्टिल ऑल ऑफ यू हैव मेड इट, सो थैंक यू फॉर स्पेयरिंग योर वैल्यूएबल टाइम एंड गिविंग अस अ चांस टू एसोसिएट विथ ईच अदर। The purpose of human life is to somehow associate with the sadhus, and whatever little shraddha we have, little faith we have, gradually we should allow it to progress through this scientific method of bhakti to the stage of Krishna prema, where we have fallen in love with Krishna, madly in love with Krishna. This is what the process is, to be mad in love with Krishna. Of course, the outsiders, those who do not understand this principle, they will think that we are really mad. But the devotees, they know the mad world who is in pursuit of happiness which doesn't exist. Even though it may appear temporarily to be existing, by the time you actually try to relish it, it is already gone. That's the situation of material world. The predominant symptom of material life is anxiety, distress. But with all that anxiety and distress, when you come to the Sangha of devotees on such occasions, immediately you are transported to the Vaikuntha planet. And therefore we have to take this whole process of bhakti very seriously. And hence I have one request that when I am speaking now, don't engage in a passive mood of relaxation It's an active process. You are going to engage in one of the process of 9 process of devotional service called Shravanam. Shravanam is a very active process. Just like right now we are doing Kirtan. Kirtanam is an active process. You are all clapping. It is increasing the mood of Kirtan. So it's active. Same way, Shravan is a very active process. So let us hear the pastimes which are today dedicated to Srimati Lalita Devi, who is standing on the right side of Sri Radha Gopinath. If you observe her very carefully, she is holding tambula, paan, for the pleasure of Radha Gopinath. Expertise in that, giving tambula. Of course, some of you may say, I always knew this. This paan is good. Paan is good for us. No, Krishna can enjoy tambula. Krishna can eat tambul. Krishna can eat dirt in Gokul. And also Krishna can eat fire. And Krishna can eat the whole army at Kurukshetra in the form of Virat Roop. So only if you are qualified on all these fronts, then you can think of tambula. Otherwise, it is reserved by our acharyas for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So today, we will divide our discussion into 3 parts. The first part is, who is this Lalita? And the second would be, we'll discuss some of the pastimes of Lalita Devi. And third part would be, how she is still relevant with us. She was in this material planet. She was existing about 5,500 years back. How is she still relevant with us? So all these 3 classification of our discussion. Who is Lalita? We just heard the beautiful song written by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, that how much prayerful we should be to Lalita Devi. In fact, that whole song describes to us what is the goal of our life. Jivane marane, that means whether I am alive or dead, in all circumstances the only goal of my life is Radha and Krishna. And to achieve their service, there is a methodology which is given in that song, that we have to go through the medium of the servants of Srimati Radharani, who are called as Sakhis. And not only that, after that, the last line says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, we are not even qualified for that. We are, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, the philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism is that we are servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, Srimati Radharani. That is our position. So that's the process. So today, since it is the appearance of Srimati Lalita Devi, Lalita Shashti, we will see how she is so attached to the service of Sri Radha and Krishna. Who is Lalita? So Lalita is one of the Sakhis. There are 8 principal Sakhis of Srimati Radharani. And Lalita is the leader of all of them. She is born in a village called as Kalhera, called Karhela. Not Karela, Karhela. Just like Radharani was born in Ravali or Mukhya Ravali, and then she was transported to Barsana. Same way, Lalita was born in Karhela, and then later on, they were transported to a place called Uchagram in Sanskrit. Nowadays it is called Uchagam. That's her place of pastimes. Her father is Sri Mahabhanu or Ashok Mahagop. Some people call him Vishok Mahagop. And mother is Sharadaji. And she is born on Bhadrapad Shukla Shashti, that is today. And within 2 days we will be celebrating Dhashtami. So she is little elder to Srimati Radharani. According to Tithi, it appears that she is just 2 days older to Radharani. But actually she is 27 days older. At some point this has happened. That she is 27 days older than Radharani. And she is always eternally at the age of 14 years, 3 months and 12 days. This is her eternal age. And she is very extremely beautiful. The color of Sri Lalita Devi is described as brilliant as the color of lightning. Now you have seen lightning's color. Brilliant yellow. In Sanskrit it is also called as Gorochana, the color of Gorochana. Now this Gorochana is a very very special color. It is more brighter than gold. And this Gorochana color comes when in the Swati Nakshatra the rain actually hits the hooves of a very very qualified cow, and through that mud and the Swati Nakshatra water and the qualified cow's hoof, all these three combinations, they will give this color, this substance called as Gorochana, which is more costly than the gold. So she is the color of that. And what does she wear? She wears, as very nicely done here, she wears a sari of the color of Morapankh, the peacock feather. So today you can see Radha Gopinath, all the sakhis, everyone is dressed in peacock feather. So this is the exact color of Sri Lalita Devi's sari. And what is her favorite music? She plays Veena. In local language it is called Turahi. And the favorite raga she loves is the Bhairav raga and also Kalingadaga raga. And the favorite seva she has is also depicted here today. You can see she is holding tambula. So she is very expert at making this perfect tambula for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And her expertise is in actually pushpa seva. That means she can make amazing arrangements of flowers to make garlands, to make bed, to make clothing from the flowers, so that she can decorate Radha and Krishna in the clothes of flowers. So that is her great expertise. And also, she is the one who can actually create wonderful riddles for the enjoyment of Krishna, Radha and all the gopis. She can give such riddles that they cannot solve, and then she will solve them. She is very expert at this. Also, she is not just expert at this, but she is expert at Indrajal. That means Indrajal comics, you have heard of this. Indrajal means jadu. Some mysterious things. She is very expert at that. And also her expertise is how to increase the loving sentiment between Radha and Krishna. At all the time she is thinking how to increase their loving sentiment for each other. All the time. How to make them enjoy in a better way. This is all that she is thinking 24 hours a day. And particularly her bhava, her mood is in the mood called as Vishuddha Khandita. That means she has expertise in increasing loving sentiment between Radha and Krishna when they are about to meet. But for some reasons, either from the in-laws side or some other side, they cannot meet. So it is getting delayed, the meeting is getting delayed. So at that time, she is the one who expertly arranges things in such a way that they are actually, even though they are about to be in anxiety that they cannot meet, but at the same time, they enjoy it millions of times better than they would have otherwise met in a normal circumstance. This is called as Vishuddha Khandita Bhava. To do all these things, she cannot do it all the time alone, even though she is very expert. She needs a lot of assistance. So she has three main assistants. And their names are Ananga Manjari, Lavanga Manjari and Rupa Manjari. And under them, she has, don't faint, but she has 3 crore gopis to serve her. This is just hers. And every sakhi has this kind of assistance. So there are millions and millions of gopis. Now, this cannot be accommodated in our tiny intelligence. Try to understand. This is spiritual world. So you cannot really start looking at Ucha Gao, size of Ucha Gao, and the number of people who can be accommodated. It's not like that. Spiritual world is totally different. It's our problem. As today morning, His Holiness Bhaktira Samad Maharaj saying, everything about Krishna is very achintya. We cannot really conceive how these things happen. So this is the introduction of Srimati Lalita Devi. This is what she is. Now, we'll go to the next part, that is her pastimes. And these pastimes are woven in the prayers of Srila Rupa Goswami, who is actually in the Krishna Lila Rupa Manjari. So Rupa Goswami has written a beautiful ashtakam, the 8 prayers for Sri Lalita Devi, describing her characteristics. And while describing those characteristics, we'll take some of the pastimes. So the first verse of this Lalita Ashtakam goes like this. Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Gharma Bindu Nirmanchano Pakarani Krita Deha Laksham Uttunga Sauhada Visheshavasat Pragalbham Devim Gunesu Lalitam Lalitam Namami. I offer my obeisances unto the outspoken Sri Lalita Devi, who is charmingly endowed with many beautiful sweet qualities, Su Lalita. That is the meaning of Lalita. She has many sweet qualities. She has natural expertise in all arts, which is Lalita. And thus, her service self-manifests. She wipes away the glittering drops of perspiration which appear upon the lotus faces of Sri Radha and Madhava when they meet. She is perpetually immersed in the most elevated mellow of Sauhrada Rasa, or undivided absorption in fulfilling the heart's desire of her intimate friend Srimati Radhika. So first here it is spoken that she is quite outspoken, Pragalbha. So she is the only one who can actually chastise both Radha and Krishna. And whenever Krishna tries to show that he is superior, she doesn't like it. She always feels Radha is superior. So once it happened that Krishna actually started chastising the gopis, headed by Radharani, that you people are coming and just plucking flowers without even taking permission from me, who is actually Vrajendra. I am the king of Vraja. How can you do this? You will have to pay taxes. Now this is a very common pastime in Vrindavan. Immediately, Radha is about to reply something, but Lalita intervenes. And Lalita says, oh, are you the king? We have never heard of a king of Vrindavan. We have heard only of Queen of Vrindavan, who is Radharani. Actually, when Radharani was crowned as the Queen of Vrindavan, Vrajeshwari, that time you applied, because she is the queen, you applied as a normal person for some job. So you applied for a job, and Radharani, out of her mercy, taking pity on you, she gave you a job of a watchman, a security guard. And you are talking of being a king. And not only that, after giving you this job of security guard, even that job you could not do properly, because you lost your flute. What kind of security guard you are? But nonetheless, because Radharani is so magnanimous, she has still kept you in the job. Then suddenly, to facilitate this mood, Tungavadya comes in and she says, yes, yes, actually he is the king. But you know what kind of crown he has? He is a crown made of thorns. So he is that kind of king. And in this way, immediately Krishna, you know, becomes very shy and he says, okay, 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 I will not trouble you. And in this way, she is very, very outspoken. She doesn't care what Krishna thinks. We'll go to the next verse.
Radha Sudha Kirana Mandala Kanti Dandi Vaktra Shriyam Chakita Charu Chamuru Netram Radha Prasadana Vidhana Kala Prasidham Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. I offer pranams unto Sri Lalita Devi, whose beautiful face mocks the brilliance of the full moon, whose eyes are ever restless like those of a startled doe, who is famous for her extraordinary expertise in the art of dressing Srimati Radharani, and who is a treasure house of unlimited feminine qualities. We'll go to the third verse. Lasyo lasad bhujanga bhujaga satrupatatra chitra pattam sukabharana kanchuli kanchitangim gorochanaruchi vigrahana gaurimanam devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namami. I offer pranam unto Sri Lalita Devi, whose body is adorned with a splendid sari as brilliant as the multicolored tail feathers of an ecstatically dancing peacock, whose breast is covered with an exceedingly attractive brows, kanchuli, whose hair part is decorated with shimmering red vermilion, and who wears various necklaces and other jeweled ornaments. Her golden complexion defeats that of even Gorochana. So she is more brilliant than Gorochana. The bright golden pigment that comes when rainwater during the Swati Nakshatra constellation hits the hoof of a qualified cow, and she possesses innumerable good qualities.
Dhurte Vrajendra Tanaye Tanususti Vamyam Madakshina Bhava Kalankini Laghavaya Radhe Giram Sinuhitam Iti Sikshayantim Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. I offer my pranams unto Sri Lalita Devi, the charming treasure house of all good qualities, who instructs Srimati Radhika in this way. O Kalankini, unchaste one, Radhe, listen to my good instructions, which are favorable for you. Vrajendranandan is very crafty, Dhurta. Don't display your mood of gentle submission, Dakshinabhav, to him. Instead, in all circumstances, be contrary. So this is how he is expert in increasing their mood. There are two types of sakhis. Those who are Dakshina and those who are Vamya. Dakshina means those who are on the right, they are right wing gopis.
So these are headed by Gopi goddess Chandravali. And for them, whatever Krishna does is all right. In fact, they always think, how can these people, you know, they can sulk and they can be in man when Krishna does something. This is not correct. Whatever Krishna does is perfect. You should be always submissive. This is their mood of the Dakshina gopis. The Vamya gopis who are headed by Sri Radha, their mood is different. They always think, why should Krishna do all these things? Who has given him the right to do all these things? Who is he? Whom does he think himself of? Like this, they are questioning Krishna. And they can be angry with Krishna. They can chastise Krishna. And in this way, they enjoy a different kind of mood. And they always think, how can anyone be so submissive? Why this Chandravali doesn't understand that this is not a correct way to deal with Krishna. You should always be very heavy on Krishna. So this is how the Vamya gopis think. And amongst Vamya gopis, the most expert in this kind of business of chastising Krishna is Lalita. So, here, seeing that Radha is about to be attracted, that Krishna is coming, so she has forgotten everything. That Krishna cheated her, he was supposed to come somewhere, he didn't come. But as soon as Krishna is coming, Radha is now very attracted. She is eager to meet him. But that's where Lalita stops. She says, O Kalankini. That means this is the name used by her in-laws. Radharani's in-laws, they call her like this. O Kalankini. So, she says, listen to my good instructions. Don't go and just submit yourself to Krishna. Chastise him first. Make sure that you are in man. Don't give up so easily. In this way, she is all the time increasing their mood of loving exchanges. Radham abhi vrajapate kritam atmajena kutam manag api vilok vilohi takshim vag bhangi bistam achirena vilajayantim Devim gunay sulalitam lalitam namami. I offer pranam unto the abode of all good qualities, the supremely charming Sri Lalita Devi, who upon hearing Sri Krishna speak even a few sly words to Srimati Radhika, immediately becomes furious and shames Krishna with her biting, sarcastic remarks. You are so truthful and simple-hearted and such a chess lover, isn't it, Krishna? This is how she chastises Krishna. So in the scripture called as Govinda Lilamrit, Krishna Bhavanamrit, these are various scriptures written by our great acharyas. They are beautiful conversations given between Lalita, Radha and Krishna. So Krishna is, Radha is being instructed by all the gopis and particularly Lalita that you should, when you go to meet with Krishna, you should not behave very submissively with him. Okay, this we'll skip. We'll take the next verse where there is a nice pastime. Lasyo lasad bhujaga satrupata trachitra pattam sukabharana kanchuli kanchitangim. This we finished? No. Gorochana ruchi vigrahana gaurimanam devim gunay sulalitam lalitam namami. This I think we finished. Anyway, we'll go through that. I offer my pranam unto Sri Lalita Devi whose body is adorned with a splendid sari as brilliant as a multicolored tail feather of an ecstatically dancing peacock whose breast is covered. This we finished. Sorry. Okay, we'll go to the next one. So she is expert at actually saying very biting and sarcastic remarks to Krishna. And in this art, or in this mellow of increasing these pastimes of Radha and Krishna, she is the Shiksha Guru of all the gopis. The gopis know that they should just assist Lalita so that this kind of pastimes can be made more and more enjoyable. So sometimes Krishna challenges the gopis, saying that I am Vrajendra, the king of Vrindavan, and also I am a very gentle person, so therefore you should behave properly with me. So then Lalita Devi says, we know what kind of protector you are. Actually, you have never planted one seed or watered one tree. Instead, with your hundreds of thousands of cows, it is you who destroy Vrindavan. We are the real owners of Vrindavan. We have planted every seed and watered every tree. Then Krishna says, don't you know who I am? I am a very religious person. I have never told a lie. Then Srimati Lalita Devi says, yes, we know what type of religious person you are. We heard that when you were only 7 days old, you killed a woman called Putana, who came as a mother to you. And which house in Vrindavan have you not stolen from? Are you the same religious person who stole all the clothings of the gopis? Are you the same religious person who performed Rasalila with all the married gopis of Vrindavan? And in this way, Krishna becomes completely ashamed and he keeps quiet. Vatsalya vrindavasitim pashupala rajnay sakhyanu shikshana kalasu gurum sakhinam radha balvaraja jivita nirvishesham devim gunay sulalitam lalitam namami. I offer pranam unto the supremely charming Sri Lalita Devi, who possesses all divine qualities, who is also the recipient of Yashoda Devi's parental affection. The guru of all the gopis, instructing them in the art of friendship and the very life of both Srimati Radhika and the younger brother of Baladev, that is Sri Krishna. Yam kama pivraja kule vrishabhanujaya Preksha swapaksha padavim anuradhyamanam sadhyastad ishta ghatanena kritarthayantim devim gunay sulalitam lalitam namami. I offer pranam unto the supremely charming Sri Lalita Devi, the treasure house of all good qualities. Upon seeing any young maiden anywhere in Vraja, and discerning that she is inclined toward her Priya Sakhi Srimati Radhika. This is very important. Listen very carefully. Lalita immediately tells Radha that she must accept this person in her own party, Swapaksha. And Radha obeys Lalita, who thus fulfills the maiden's desire. I'll read this again, because this is very important for all of us today. Upon seeing any young maiden anywhere in Vraja and discerning that she is inclined towards her Priya Sakhi Srimati Radhika, if she sees any devotee who has slight inclination, some sincerity of serving Srimati Radharani, immediately she picks up that quality and recommends her to Sri Radha. Radha Vrajendra Suta Sangamaranga Charyam Varyam vinishchitvatim akhilotsavebhyaha tamagokula priyasakhi nikumbha mukhyam devim gunay sulalitam lalitam namami. I offer pranam unto Sri Lalita Devi, the embodiment of all divine virtues and the foremost of all the favorite sakhis of Gokula. Her primary task is providing pleasure for Sri Radha Govinda by arranging their meetings. This delightful seva surpasses the enjoyment of all the best festivals combined together. So, this is the end of the Lalita Ashtakam, 8 verses in the praise of Srimati Lalita Devi. So, Lalita Devi, is her main concern is how Radha and Krishna enjoy more. And even though she is as beautiful as Sri Radhika, she is never eager to present herself to Krishna. Noticing this, Srimati Radharani herself and the gopis, one day they decide that today we will marry Lalita and Krishna. So, they make Lalita and Krishna sit on the same jhula and they tie their pitambar and sari together. And then Vishakha starts swinging them and start doing wedding preparations. And Radhika, she tells Tunga Vidya, now you sing the wedding mantras. So she starts singing wedding mantras. So understanding this, immediately Lalita Devi is trying to run away. But when she is trying to run away, what happens? She is caught. Because there is a knot tied at the pitambar. And in this way, they were married in this place called Uncha Gao. And there they would have various pastimes. And this pastime of marriage of Lalita Devi is still every year. There is a big festival called as Byahula. That means the wedding of Lalita with Krishna. It's a big funfair in Vrindavan. Many Brijvasis, hundreds and thousands of them, they come there and sing the glories of Lalita Devi. So this is in short what is happening in Vrindavan. Now we'll take the third part. How she is relevant to us today. So this is happening eternally. She is eternal, she is a Nitya Siddha. Not Nitya Siddha. She is actually expansion of Srimati Radharani. In the Kali Yuga, same Krishna and same Radha, they combine together and come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why do they come? Because Krishna wants to share that same wonderful, those same wonderful pastimes, that same love with the gopis, sakhis in Vrindavan, with the whole world. And therefore, even though he comes with the mind of Sri Radha. He has the bhava of Srimati Radharani. So when he comes, all his sakhis, manjaris, they are all with him. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after finishing his Navadvip pastimes, he shifts to Jagannath Puri. And why does he take sannyas? Not that he was frustrated with family life. He was extremely successful. He had a very, very chaste and beautiful wife, very loving mother, amazing friends. They would give their lives for him. But still, just so that he can distribute this prema of Raja to all the living entities who are suffering in this material world, not just liberate them, but give them actually Krishna prema, he decides to take sannyas. And at a very young age of 24, he takes sannyas. And at that time, all those people who knew him, they were very close friends with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit. Their hearts were completely broken. They couldn't tolerate this event. Even though he did everything, they couldn't tolerate it. And amongst them, there was one devotee who was very close friend of Nimai Pandit. His name was Purushottam Acharya. So this Purushottam Acharya was also little same age of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but little older. He became so agitated in his heart that he just can't tolerate this, and he also decides to take sannyas. And then, from Navadvip, he goes to Varanasi, and take sannyas. Take sannyas from a Mayavadi sannyasi whose name was Chaitanyananda Bharati. And he gives him the name, the first name, Swarup Damodar. And afterwards he would get a sannyas name. But Swarup Damodar, he maintains his brahmachari vrata. He doesn't go to the next step by being sannyasi. And Swarup Damodar was naturally inclined to bhakti. So in Varanasi, all the time he was seeing discussions on Vedanta Sutra, which were not very charming to his heart. He was not very satisfied. And in this way, he again longs for the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after spending few years there, unable to study Vedanta, he decides to go to Nilachal, Jagannath Puri. And just at the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returns from his South India Yatra, delivering millions and millions of people in South India and bringing them to the path of pure bhakti through the chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, he once again comes back to Ramananda Rai, tells him that you also join me. And in this way, he has just arrived and he is staying at the house of Kashi Mishra in the place called as Gambhira. In that place, many devotees start coming. And this Purushottam Acharya, who is now known as Swarup Damodar, he comes there. And as soon as he sees Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was a sannyasi at that time, he offers his obeisances, falling flat. And then he prays to him. He prays to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that please bestow your mercy upon me. My heart is longing for Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti. And I know by your just presence, all the other philosophies, they are completely vanquished and Shuddha Bhakti is established in everyone's heart. So please, I long for this. Let me take shelter at your lotus feet. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately picks him up and embraces him. And when they embrace each other, their love was so much for each other that actually both of them faint and they become unconscious. And after gaining composure, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him that actually, without you, I was like a blind person. Now since you have come, now will I get my vision. This way he reciprocated. This is the way he reciprocated with Swarup Damodar. Who was this Swarup Damodar? Kavi Karnapur, who has written a beautiful scripture called as Gaura Ganodesh Dipika, he describes that same Lalita Sakhi, she comes as Swarup Damodar in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. And in this way, from that day onwards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a place of residence and one servant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever he wanted to do, he would always tell first to Swarup Damodar. And in this way, Swarup Damodar became the personal secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would always arrange whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. He would always sing those shlokas which were appropriate for the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would always protect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from many people who are coming and visiting him. He would first screen them. And in this way, he took that role just as he had taken in the form of Lalita to protect this Radha and Krishna who are now one person, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, there is one beautiful pastime which tells us how much we are supposed to be indebted to Lalita and Swarup Damodar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after coming this year back from South India Yatra, he decides that before the Jagannath Rath Yatra, he will clean the Gundicha temple. And in the temple, with all the devotees, he is cleaning every nook and corner of the temple of Gundicha. And personally, He's taking broom, he's taking water pots, he's taking a cloth and actually making the whole thing very nicely. And when he is cleaning the Ratnavedi, or where Ratnavedi is a part of the temple, where actually Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra will sit. So that part he was particularly very cleaning, very shiningly, with his own cloth. And he was asking devotees to pour water. So he was on his knees and he was scrubbing the floor. At that time, one very simple Bengali Brahmin Vaishnava, he came there. And he thought, he was instructed to pour water. But he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu backside and his tall figure, divine form, beautiful, happily scrubbing the whole Ratnavedi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy that so many devotees are cleaning the temple of Gundicha for the arrival of Jagannath. And in this happy mood he was just cleaning. And his lotus feet were behind. That devotee could see, and he thought, this is my only chance. So immediately he took that water, poured on the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and drank that water directly from there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed this. And immediately he started calling for Swarup Damodar. Swarup, where are you? And Swarup Damodar came. What happened, my lord? He said, look at this person. Look at this Bengali Vaishnava. Your Bengali Vaishnava has spoiled my life. He has washed my feet right in the temple of Lord Jagannath. And therefore I don't know what is my destination. Please chastise this. Your Bengali Vaishnava. And there, Srila Prabhupada comments that actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing all of us that we are the property of Swarup Damodar. We are property of Lalita Sakhi. He is offering all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas under the care for the correction from Swarup Damodar Goswami. And in this way, Swarup Damodar is actually our original Shiksha Guru. Original Shiksha Guru on how to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how to serve Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So there are many, many wonderful pastimes on how Swarup Damodar would assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, assist the devotees in their relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one such beautiful pastime is like this, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in the Rath Yatra, he would sing various songs or various verses where he would express the exact mood of Srimati Radharani. Because as all of us know, that the Rath Yatra mood is that Krishna along with Baladev, Subhadra and all the Yadus, he made all the Brajavasis once again in the land of Kurukshetra on the occasion of the eclipse of the sun. And there was a big yajna. And Brajavasis were sent invitation, special invitation to meet him. So when they came there, they were expecting to see Krishna. So particularly Radha and Gopis, they are wanting to see their Shyam Sundar Krishna. But when they saw that Krishna is in the form of a king, he is wearing an armor, he doesn't have any flute, now he has bow, arrow, sword, shield, and he is covered, surrounded by many, many big stalwart Maharathis. So they didn't feel close to him. They felt, this is not our Krishna. Why not we take this Krishna back to Vrindavan so that we can again be in the same mood? And today morning, Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj was giving this example that why Krishna did not actually transfer. He could have transferred all the Brajavasis to Mathura. The reason Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives is that because the mood of Mathura is different. Vrindavan mood is different. In Vrindavan, no one considers Krishna as God. They don't even care whether Krishna is God. They just love him so much. Even if he was not God, it is okay. This is the mood of Vrindavan. So they want to see Krishna in that particular form. So in this same mood, they make a rath in their mind and make Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra sit in that rath and start pulling the rath. This is the festival of Rath Yatra. So in that Rath Yatra, Krishna now from Dwarka is going to Vrindavan, which is Gundicha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani sings beautiful verses to invite Krishna. And she says that here you are in the vesh of king, you are in the position of a king, and I don't like this. My mind is still not satisfied. I would like you to take on the bank of Yamuna, sit under a tree, play a flute, and I would then enjoy your company. When he is singing like this, immediately Swarup Damodar is singing further verses. And in this way the mood is enhanced. After the Rath Yatra was over, one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to a place where Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami were staying. And where Rupa Goswami was staying, he sees one palm leaf which is stuck in the grass roof of the hut. So he takes out that, reads it. And there was a verse which is composed by Rupa Goswami, which exactly describes the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What he was thinking in the time of Rath Yatra. And he gets astonished. How did Rupa Goswami know what I am thinking? This is simply amazing. In the meantime, Rupa Goswami comes. And he says, how did you know my heart? I was thinking the same exact thing. And Rupa Goswami simply offers his opinion and keep quiet. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes this verse, goes to directly to the house of Swarup Damodar. And he asks, hey Swarup, please tell me, how did Rupa Goswami know my heart? I want to know. See this verse. And immediately Swarup Damodar reads the verse and he says, yes, this is your heart. In fact, it is said by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that there were 3.5 people who knew exactly what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would think. Exactly they knew. His heart. They are the most confidential people of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of Swarup Damodar. One was Ramananda Rai. One was Sikhi Mahiti. And the Sadatin, that is 3.5. Half was, of course, ladies should not object to this, but she was a lady, therefore she was considered half. Her name was Madhavi Mahiti, Sikhi Mahiti's sister. So these people exactly knew what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks. So Swarup Damodar, when he read, he understood. He said, my Lord, it is impossible for anyone to enter your heart and understand what you are thinking without your mercy. I am sure that you have given your unlimited mercy to Sri Rupa Goswami. He is a recipient of your causeless mercy. So that is the only explanation I have. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals his heart. He said, yes. When I met him at Prayag, seeing his unlimited humility, seeing his wonderful qualities as a Vaishnava, I revealed my heart. And I have bestowed all my mercy on Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So in this way, Rupa Goswami was established by Swarup Damodar and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as that person who knows the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore we see, sing Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. His Manobhishtam, that means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desires he could establish in this world. That is Rupa Goswami. Then Rupa Goswami started writing a drama. And next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Rai, all the devotees, they go to the house where Rupa Goswami is staying. And there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he requests Rupa Goswami that, why don't you tell something about your drama? Why don't you sing those introductory verses to your drama? And Swarup Damodar also insists that he must sing. And there, Rupa Goswami sings these beautiful verses which glorify the holy name, the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna, in the two dramas called as Lalita Madhava and Vidagdha Madhava. And hearing these beautiful compositions, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Raya, both, they are extremely happy. And they again establish Rupa Goswami as their, you can say, the next person. That's why we have this parampara, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Raya and Desert Goswamis. And in this way, we are all connected through Swarup Damodar to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he became so famous later on, after taking sannyas, many people came to know that he is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself. Many people came and surrendered to him. Many, many big philosophers, they would come and present their nice, you can say, writings, poems. So one such person, who was a very scholarly Brahmana from Bengal, he came and he had written a particular poem about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went to a devotee called as Bhagwan Acharya, who was very close to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very exalted Vaishnava, and he started telling him that I would like to read this poem to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Bhagwan Acharya knew what to do. He went straight to Swarup Damodar and he asked him, can he present his poem to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And Swarup Damodar immediately said, bhakti is not of scholarship. Bhakti doesn't mean scholarship. He might be a great scholar, but he will not know the very, very fine tenets of bhakti. So do not allow him to sing in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then, forcibly in the evening, repeatedly requesting, this Brahmana actually told all the other devotees that I am going to sing tonight at the house of Bhagwan Acharya, so please come. So many devotees came. And this Brahmana told various beautiful verses about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the introductory verse was saying like this, that I offer my humble obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has become the soul of Sri Jagannath, and in this way turned dull matter into spirit. So everyone said, wow, 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 wonderful. And then further verses. So Bhagwan Acharya next day told Swarup Damodar, why don't you at least hear? May not be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at least you can hear. So Swarup Damodar said, okay, bring him. Because he insisted so many days. So then he called him. And when he heard this first verse, where everyone was saying, wah, 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 Swarup Damodar started blasting him. He said, you don't know what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You don't know what is Jagannath. You are thinking Jagannath is dull matter. That's the first wrong thing you have done. And you are thinking that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's soul and body is different. That is another wrong thing. So you have so many mistakes in this. How can you present this? And because of this nonsense scholarship, you are destined for hell. So this Brahmana became very afraid. He said, please save me. Out of my impudence as a scholar, I have tried to compose something which I don't even understand what I have composed. Please save me, do something. So he said, I sincerely want to surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as soon as he saw that there is some sincerity, there is repentance, there is humility, immediately, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he said, okay, maybe Saraswati wanted to say something else through your mouth. Saraswati probably is hinting something else. Sometimes you don't want to say something, you don't intend it, but Saraswati is actually trying to say something else. And in this way, he said the verse actually means like this. That Jagannath, who is Daru Brahma, who is seated in one place, the same Sanskrit, the translation he translated in a different way, because he was a scholar. That same Jagannath has now become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore he can move around and he can deliver the world. So this is the different meaning Saraswati intends through you. And therefore, now I will present this with a different meaning. So this is the beauty, that seeing the sincerity and humility, Swarup Damodar immediately adjusted the whole thing and presented it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and accepted it even though it was completely faulty. So in this way we can see Swarup Damodar has this ability of engaging all the sincere souls who are seeking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his service. This is at about 500 years back. Now how is he relevant even today? After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, he entered Lord Jagannath at the age of 48. And then one by one, all the devotees, including Swarup Damodar Goswami, Shad Goswamis, they all left with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And within a span of 200-300 years, many upper sampradayas came up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's original philosophy was completely lost. And then, just three generations behind us, before us, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur came. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the person who actually brought back that glory of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He brought it back where there were about 18 or 19 upper sampradayas which he had listed, who were going in the names of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. In fact, the time was such that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, his name was being used only to beg alms. Sadhus, they would dress like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, take his name, engage in all illicit activities and beg from the people. So it was like a profession. So it was a profession of beggars. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he started searching the scriptures, and Chaitanya Charitamrita was found by him almost after about 10 to 12 years of searching. One copy he could find. And from that, then now today we have all the books available to us. But when he was doing this, he was taking instructions from Jagannath Das Babaji, who was his Shiksha Guru. But in deep meditation, one day, he was meditating how to present Srimad Bhagavatam in the perfect way to this world. Because actually what we are hearing from Srila Prabhupada, what we have heard from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in his books, all this is nothing but what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said. Before Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it was all lost. There was nothing there. So imagine the contribution now of Swarup Damodar. Very good indication. So Swarup Damodar, one day when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was actually meditating, in his vision, Swarup Damodar came and told him how to write commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this way, what we are seeing today, Srimad Bhagavatam, and particularly the commentary was, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to classify various subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam into the classification of Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. And this knowledge particularly was given by Swarup Damodar Goswami, just so that it can be revealed again in the original form which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that actually I feel ashamed to say this, but nonetheless, for the purpose of authenticity in the future, and so that my guru, Shiksha Guru, doesn't feel I have done something new, I must reveal this fact, that while I was trying to meditate on this, Swarup Damodar personally came and told me how to write it. So you can see that today also what we are actually hearing what we are reading in Prabhupada's books, whatever Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati taught Srila Prabhupada, whatever Srila Prabhupada taught his disciples, and whatever we are hearing today, is all connected through Swarup Tadamodara Goswami to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Lalita Devi, and to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So this is the way Lalita Sakhi is relevant to us even today. So, at this point we will stop, and Lalita Sakhi's appearance must make us very deep in our mood of prayers, and we should pray to get her mood, because even while coming, after coming to bhakti, the mood of enjoyment within us remains. Whereas, that is not the mood of Lalita Sakhi. That is not the mood of all the Sakhis. All of their mood is only one. How Krishna can enjoy. How Radha and Krishna can enjoy. And in this way, in the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant, how we can assist the divine couple of Radha and Krishna to enjoy their pastimes with the gopis, with the sakhis, manjaris, everyone, and all the unlimited Vaishnavas. Because whether we are chanting, whether we are doing deity worship, our process is not of enjoyment. Sometimes we may feel that nowadays I am not enjoying chanting. But you are not supposed to enjoy. That enjoyment, whatever the experience we are getting from hearing Krishna Katha, chanting the holy names, doing the deity worship or doing any other service, our right, or our, you can say, prerogative is only to do that service in a very attentive way. Lalita was very, very expert, very attentive to all small, small details. And that is what we are entitled for. That we must engage in devotional service in the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant, in a very, very attentive way, not in a casual way. And not expect any experience of that. Experience is a passive thing. It will automatically come. By the mercy of Krishna, Radha, Lalita Sakhi, Swarup Damodara, Chaitanya Maha, all these acharyas, that experience will come someday and it may not come someday. But we will go on with our service. That is what Lalita Sakhi is teaching us. So thank you for your patient hearing. Hare Krishna. Now we will have Kirtan. Who is the singer?